Greetings, it's Brother Steve with the Daily Inspiration again. Our word for today is hope. Hope. What is hope? A desire of some good accompanied with at least a slight expectation of obtaining it, or a belief that is obtainable. Hope differs from wish and desire in this that implies some expectation of obtaining the good desired or the possibility of possessing it. Hope, therefore, always gives pleasure or joy, whereas wish and desire may produce or be accompanied with pain and anxiety. Here's just simply saying that hope is something that has substance in it. It's not just something that's, you know, like a wishful thinking or whatever. It's something that we believe we're going to obtain. You know, something that's just a wish or a desire is just something that, you know, we would like it to be, but we really have no expectation or very little expectation of receiving it. And therefore, there's anxiety. With hope, there's joy, because there's hope that we will receive it. With a wish or a desire like that, it's just simply something that we would like to have, and often maybe covetousness, and along with that comes discontentment and unthankfulness, and thus we forfeit our joy. Another definition is confidence in a future event, the highest degree of well-founded expectation of good, as a hope founded on God's gracious promises, a scriptural sense. Here's a little bit more powerful even. Now, there's hope in the sense that when a farmer plants in the spring, he has hopes that he will harvest. And, you know, he is expecting to get a harvest. He continues to cultivate the crops throughout the summer, and he is expecting, he has hopes that he's going to harvest something in the fall. And that hope is based on experience. But when it comes to God's promises, there is actually even another level of confidence in that because of God's faithfulness. Psalms 33, verse 18 and 19, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Psalms 42, 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when desire cometh, it is a tree of life. The idea that when you hope for something and it doesn't happen as you had hoped for, it makes the heart sick. Acts 26:6, Paul says how he is judged for the hope that is in him. He says, and now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers. So the Jews or the people around him were judging him for the hope that he had. They thought he was insane or lost his mind or whatever, but his hope was based on something that had substance. Paul was blinded and knocked down to the ground on the road to Damascus, and he met the Lord personally. And so his hope was not based on some wishful thinking, but he had reasons for the hope that was in him. Romans 4, verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to what which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And here is Abraham. When God promised him a son, he had hope that he is going to receive because of the promise of God. And he said that who against hope believed in hope, against any logical hope, he believed. Romans 5:45, verse 4 and 5. And patience, experience. Yeah, he's talking about a whole row of things here. Patience, experience. And experience brings hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So here, experience for us brings hope. When we have experienced the love of God, when we have experienced the power of God, in our lives and the life-changing power of God, then it gives us that hope. Verse 8, or Romans 8, verse 24 and 25, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. So here's saying that hope is not something that you see or you already have. It's something that you're looking for and you're expecting to receive. And so hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But we hope for what that we see not. Then do we with patience wait for it, because of that hope. Galatians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ being the hope of glory. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So here we have a lively hope. It seems like he adds something to it. It's more than just a wishful thinking. It's more than just maybe I'll get it. But it's something that we're expecting by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. There he's telling us that we should be ready to give a reason that we have hope. 1 John 3:3. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself. Talking about the verse before that. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So when we have that, the hope of Christ in us, we automatically want to purify ourselves, even as Christ is pure. We want to become like Christ. And so that's the word for today, hope. So hope in God. And we want to just continue in that hope that we have, not wavering, but believing. We also mentioned the other day about Hebrews 11:1, where it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So there again talks about the things that we have not seen, but we hope for, and we expect to believe it, not because of something great that we've done, but because of the promise that God has given. So, God bless you.